Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sarah Jacobs. I'm Tammy's assistant. I'm sorry Tammy was not able to be here today to do her show. She's in a place with bad reception, and she had an emergency that she needed to handle. So she's given me her notes, and I know she wanted to be here with you today to give you the message herself, but I hope that you will find the information today to be very helpful to you in moving forward towards transformation and becoming the person that you were meant to be. The topic for today's show is called, Am I Being Superficial? What does it mean to be superficial? And this came directly from Tammy's blog. If you judge a book by its cover, this means you're being superficial. It is when we are just looking at the surface, not underneath it. Being superficial is one of the reasons why our world is in so much trouble today. We are convinced that we must look at a certain way in order to be accepted. We are shown that in order to be viewed in a desired way, we must look indecent, not classy, or respectful to ourselves. We judge people and ourselves more than we should without knowing what is underneath. We don't care about the person's knowledge or the person's heart. I had someone tell me that she could not tell her partner what she felt because she was worried he would run away if she was too emotional. Now, I know I'm saying one person told me this, and again, these are from Tammy's words. But no, I hear this daily. How sad, I said to myself. Why are we hiding our emotions? Why are we afraid to let someone know we even care? I have been speaking about this so much that I can say it and be in front of millions of people and repeat the message and the lessons with my eyes shut. I do not need notes or quotes to read so that I can only relay a strong, powerful message. The message is strong and powerful in it of itself. We are born out of love, and love is what we are meant to spread throughout the world. Love is an action, but it is also a feeling. But more importantly, it is a gift that we all have been given by God to share with all. Our species, in other words, the humans, are more blessed than any other because we are blessed with the gift to love. We are blessed with the feeling of love and gifted with the ability to show love. By just simply giving this love, sharing love, or seeing someone in love, we can transform anyone or anything in our life. It is the most powerful thing in the world. Go deep when you meet someone. Learn about who this person is. Don't worry about what people think about you. Let them see you for who you are. Let your truth come out and let it show. Being superficial is something we have learned. It is not the way we were meant to live our life. Right now, I wanted to look at what does it mean to be superficial. Let's look at some examples. You see someone going down the street, a man or a woman, and you take notice of what they are wearing, how they carry themselves, who they may be with, and what type of shoes or accessories they may have on. From that, you judge who they are, what position they may have, what social class they may be in, and whether or not you would be seen with this person. It determines what you might say to them and how you would act around them. Another example, you walk into a business or a store and you look at the decor. The people they have working in this business or store, and how they treat the people when they come in, and we determine what type of class or people they serve, and whether or not we want to use their services or purchase the things that they are selling. And by the way, sometimes this works in reverse. I used to live in a town where the merchants depended upon the sales they made from the tourists that frequented that town. I got to know some of the merchants. One person who worked at an art gallery told me they could tell by what the person was wearing, that, in other words, their clothes, their shoes, their accessories, etc., whether they had enough money to buy the various types of art that were sold in their store. That would determine how much time they would spend trying to help that person, or whether they would let them continue to browse throughout the store. I have known people, and I'm sure you know someone like this as well. They grew up in a family where the parents owned a company or worked all their lives for a certain company. And they expected their children to follow in their footsteps and to work for the business just as they had done. It did not matter what the children wanted to do or what their dreams were for their own lives. Another really good example is one of Tammy's clients. There was a gentleman, he was about 65 years old, and he wanted nothing more than to be an artist. When he came to see Tammy, he was dressed very casual, in jeans and a t-shirt. He explained to Tammy how his mother taught him to do whatever he needed to do to get to the top. She was not going to help him in any way, shape, or form, and he needed to be very successful. So he ended up overseeing several medical centers or hospitals, which is not what he wanted to do, but he made a lot of money. He was not happy. The reason he came to see Tammy was to see if it was too late for him to get married, and he really wanted to have a family. As you know, Tammy will tell you it is never too late. And it wasn't too late for him either. She worked with him to help him connect to his guardian angel, who, by the way, he did not believe existed because his mother told him that there was no such thing. And Tammy also helped him to connect to his soulmate. They are now married and have a child. He is so happy. He could afford to live almost anywhere, but he chose a modest house in a nice neighborhood, and he is very happy. Because he is so good at what he does, managing the medical centers or the hospitals, he is still doing that. But he started and supports an art community, and that is what he does when he is not working. He still was able to stay connected to the art community, and that has also made him very happy. What a blessing this has been. The transformation that he went through has given him the desires of his heart. Another example, of this is my daughter's best friend, went to a very recognized university to study electrical engineering. Her father was an electrical engineer, and he really liked his work and made good money, especially living in a place like Silicon Valley. So he literally pushed his daughter into that profession. She received a scholarship to a very prestigious university and worked very hard to complete the program and graduate with a degree in electrical engineering. But that is not what she wanted. She likes to create websites and really likes anime. She spends most of her time now creating websites for people and companies and maintaining them for her clients. Why do we push our children and friends into doing something that they really do not want to do? Another example from Tammy's work. Tammy has a client who came to her and said, "I am really happy with my marriage, but I do not want to have any children." The whole reason she came to Tammy was she wanted to find out how she could make more money in her career and to be more successful. But as you know, Tammy does not tell you what you want to hear. She tells you what you need to hear. She was actually in a very negative relationship. She decided it was time for her to get married, and she married a person who also just wanted to be married. We are going to break right now, and we'll continue this story when we come back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. Going on to finish the story about Tammy's client. Again, this was a woman who came into Tammy because she wanted to know how to be more successful with her career. And if you're just joining us right now, we're talking about what it is it to be superficial. And my name is Sarah Jacobs. I'm Tammy's assistant, and I'm filling in for her today. So this woman came in. And Tammy had actually, as she always does, did her homework the night before. She did a meditation and was shown and told basically what was going on in this woman's life. And so even though the woman said she had a wonderful relationship, she was married and she was happy, this was not the case. They married each other because they both just decided it was time to get married. And he had been married several times before and had children by several different women. These women were actually supporting him and pay. This woman who came to see Tammy was actually supporting him and paying a huge amount of money each month in child support to these other women that he had previously been married to. So he basically was supported by his wife. Tammy helped her to see that this was not a healthy relationship and certainly was not centered around love. He was really just using her. Tammy helped her lead this relationship, connect with her soulmate, and she is happily married with children of her own today. Something she said she would never do was to have children. Why do we let people control and manipulate our lives to this extent? The woman got married not because she loved this man, but because all her friends were getting married and she decided she needed to get married. It was an image, an expectation that she was trying to live up to. There was another woman who came to see Tammy, and she was in her 70s, and she asked Tammy, "Is it too late to connect to her soulmate?" And you know what Tammy's answer was. It is never too late to connect to your soulmate. This woman had been in a very abusive relationship and stayed married to this man because she was told she could not leave him. It was the expectation of that day and time and the family that you stay married and just put up with whatever that marriage brought forward. So she stayed in this abusive relationship until her husband died. After he died, she came to see Tammy to see if she could find love and happiness. And of course, Tammy was able to help her connect to her soulmate. They got married and she is finally experiencing love, passion, and happiness at the age of 70. God truly does love us and wants each and every one of us to know and experience love and connect with our soulmate. Who would not want to be with their soulmate? This is a person God literally created just for you, to meet your needs, to complete you, to be the most amazing partner that you could ever have in your life. There was a woman who Tammy worked with who was not allowed to look in the mirror. Every time she looked at herself, she found something else wrong, something not perfect about herself, and that she had to fix the surgery, procedures, beauty treatments, etc. She was so concerned about what other people thought of her that she was constantly trying to improve herself. She would spend several hours getting ready to go outside of her house. She was so superficial. She did not even know who she really was. Nothing was good enough for her or the image she wanted to portray when she left her house. Now, I know all of you know people like this, whether it be a friend, neighbor, relative, or some recognized person or celebrity. I personally think many of the celebrities that I have seen that have had plastic surgery of some sort actually were much more attractive and beautiful before the surgery than afterwards. Now they look fake, plastic, and cannot manage a smile or to even show some type of emotion because their face is frozen. How can anyone really know how they truly feel or their reaction to certain situations or things that are said to them? How sad it is that we take the beautiful body that God has given us and transform it into something that does not look real. God made each and every one of us to be unique. He created us with special qualities for a reason. So many people try and make themselves look like someone else. God created each and every one of us to be beautiful, unique, and attractive. I believe true beauty comes from within. It is not something we can change or put on ourselves to make us more beautiful. A perfect example of this, I remember one of my friend's mothers who was in the process of dying. She was confined to her home and her daughter took care of her as well as her other children. I went to visit her and she was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. She looked like a porcelain doll. Even though she was from a minority population whose skin is brown, her skin was pure white. It was iridescent. It was glowing. She had such a beautiful glow about her. She was peaceful and beautiful, even though she was dying. She did not have any makeup on, and yet she looked more beautiful than most of the women I see walking down the street. I believe, again, that true beauty comes from within. The more you are connected, the more beautiful you become, the less likely you are to become influenced by others to change yourself into a false image. I have seen elderly women who have had so much plastic surgery that they do not even look real. Some of them have difficulty even walking and smiling and showing any kind of emotion. Even though they are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, they dress as though they were teenagers. They wear short shorts, short dresses and skirts, and skin-tight clothes to create the image that they wish to project of themselves. How sad is that? They cannot truly be themselves and be thankful for the beautiful person God created them to become. If your friends and family truly have this image, they feel that you have to live up to and be, then maybe you need to find new friends and family who accept you for who you are and who you were created to be. Value yourself as a beautiful person God created. Men have also started to do the same thing. They are starting to get plastic surgery, creating an image that they feel they have to live up to. It is so much easier to be yourself. Your soulmate will love you for who you are. You do not need to create a false image. If you do create a false image, then you are most likely not with your soulmate. Your soulmate will love you for who you are, from head to toe and inside and out. There was a woman I knew who worked in this boutique in a very popular tourist town. I would go in and talk to her from time to time. She told me she had been a very successful model and even showed me pictures of herself in an older magazine. She was thin and looked very glamorous in the magazine. She married a man who was very rich, and she lived on an island with him. She had the fairy tale life. She had servants and lived in a mansion on this island where many of the people were very poor. But then once she no longer lived up to the image her husband wanted, they divorced. She now works as a clerk in the store. She has so much makeup on, like she was ready to do a photo shoot with a professional photographer, that you really can't see what she looks like. She told me she never takes her makeup off unless she puts it more back on immediately. She even sleeps with her makeup on. You see, when you try to fit the image you are trying to project, you still can lose the dream, the fairy tale ending. But that never would have happened if she had married her soulmate. No matter what happens to you, that person will always be by your side. Isn't that really the type of relationship each and every one of us want to have? If you start to look older or you have a disease that can disfigure you, is your partner still going to be with you? If you have reached a certain status in life with work and socially and financially, etc., if you lose everything, is that person still going to be with you? If you marry your soulmate, they will still be by your side and deeply in love with you and only you. Why do we try and be someone that we are not? No matter how much money you make or what status you have achieved in your life, it can all change in an instant. It is important that we are who we are meant to be. We need to honor the Creator by being that person. We'll talk more about this after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you have been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. For those of you joining us at this time, this is Sarah Jacobs, Tammy Adams' assistant, and I am sharing her message with you today on Are You Being Superficial? We need to honor the Creator by being the best person we can be, taking care of our bodies, keeping negativity out of our life, and meditating to keep our chakras and energy points in our body clear, healthy, and allowing our bodies to heal themselves. Staying connected to our angels and spirit guides and paying attention to the dreams, visions, messages, and opportunities that we are being given. This is all much easier than trying to live up to an image we believe that others expect us to attain or maintain. As Tammy has told you so many times, we are born out of love and are here to experience love. We are born out of love, and love is what we are meant to spread throughout the world. Love is an action, but it is also a feeling. But more importantly, it is a gift we all have been given by God to share with all. Our species, in other words, humans, are more blessed than any other because we are blessed with the gift of love. We are blessed with the feeling of love and gifted with the ability to show love. By just simply giving this love, sharing love, or seeing someone in love, we can transform anyone or anything in life. It is the most powerful thing in the world. Last week, Tammy said that when we were conceived in our mother's womb, that there was an electrical spark. Our parents were experiencing love and passion during the time that we were conceived. God created us so that love was necessary for us to be conceived. We were born out of love and born to experience love in all areas of our life. God wants us to truly know what unconditional love is. When we are superficial, everything about our life is also superficial. We dress and act in a way to please others, but it is not really truly who we are trying to love, who we are truly are. We're trying to live up to an artificial image that really does not exist. In other words, it's like trying to hit a moving target. It's impossible to do. There is no such thing as the perfect image, the perfect person, the perfect body, the perfect face, the perfect life. As Tammy mentioned last week, we all signed a contract or made an agreement to the life that we have here on Earth at this present time. Each and every one of us have a different purpose. The reason why we look the way we do and have the physical characteristics we have is to fulfill our purpose. We were not all intended to look alike, and how boring that would be anyway. As they say, variety is the spice of life. What is beautiful to one person may not be beautiful to another person. Looks are only one part of a person. It is important that we get get to know the whole person. What are they like when they are not out in public and trying to preserve or build a false image? What are they like when they are under stress, when things are not going their way, and when they are not trying to impress somebody? That is the person you want to get to know, all facets, all parts of their personality and characteristics. One of the purposes of dating, and in many cases today, living with somebody, is to get to really know them. What are they really like? What do they like? What is really important to them? What is their family like? What makes this person happy? What really bothers them? What do they want out of life? And what are their expectations for their partner? These used to be the things we learned about one another before we entered into a relationship or marriage. But today, many people are trying to pretend that everything is okay. They are trying to fit into the mold that person has created for their partner. That is what complicated life and forced us into the superficial mode. We try to live up to the unrealistic expectations of the people who are in our lives. In some cases, we are trying to escape our true life and social class and family and try to transform ourselves into someone that we are not. And this goes both ways. Most people are trying to create an image of themselves that they are from a social class and status that is above the one that they currently live in. They want to project the image that they are affluent, successful, popular, and part of what's called the beautiful crowd. They think that this will help them to elevate themselves into this group of people. The problem with this that we often put ourselves in a category that is difficult to maintain over an extended period of time. And we are continually trying to live up to a false expectation. But then there are people who are trying to escape the harsh demands of belonging to a group of people who are successful, wealthy, demanding, and have unrealistic expectations for their partner, their children, and other members of their family. They are constantly being pushed to fit into that status level, whether it be physically, emotionally, financially, etc. Often they have dreams of their own and are afraid to step out of the circle of demands. If they don't do what the family expects or what their partner expects, they will be disowned, humiliated, judged, criticized, etc. Neither one of these people are truly happy. Living up to a set of rules and expectations is exhausting and does not in any way, shape, or form bring us happiness, love, peace, or help us fulfill our purpose. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, okay, you know, I'm sure giving some of these examples have given you thoughts going back to some people that you know, possibly even yourself. And you're probably wondering, well, how can we change all this? And that's one of the most important messages that we have for today. One of the first things we need to do is become connected to our guardian angel and our spirit guides to find out who we truly are. Why are we here? What are the things that we need to accomplish? How can we find true love, happiness, peace, and prosperity in all areas of our life? Who are you? What are the unique qualities, characteristics, and abilities that set you apart from everyone else? God created you to be beautiful, amazing, and accomplish things that only you can do. Doesn't that sound amazing and awesome? You need to spend time finding these things out. As Tammy says, it is important to keep a journal so that you can figure out what the dreams, visions, and messages are all about, how they connect and paint a true picture of you, and what are you supposed to be doing in this lifetime. One of the very first things you need to do is you need to create a connection with your guardian angel and spirit guide, or to create a stronger connection with your guardian angel and spirit guides. How you do this is to spend more time alone and in meditation. Some of you are probably wondering, well, how do I do this? My life is so busy now, I don't know how I can fit this in one more thing. But I have learned to do this, and it is not as difficult as it may seem. Getting started is the hardest because it requires that you change a few of your routines. You know, they say after a month or 6 weeks, then new behavior becomes more of a habit. Find time to meditate every day. You can meditate while you're walking, driving in the car, walking in the woods, walking by the water, swimming in the water, etc. But the standard forms of meditation are still putting yourself into the lotus position with your palms up, and or laying down and keeping your body straight, not crossing anything. You may want to take any metal off of you because this does interfere with the movement of energy. Make sure you are in a quiet place and not near distractions. Some people find it helpful to put on soft, soothing music with no words to help stay focused. If you're one of those people who say that you don't meditate because you can't stay focused, Tammy has an amazing transcendental guided meditation CD that she sells right now, and she literally walks you through the process. It's 24 minutes long, so it's long enough that you're putting in at least 20 minutes. You can either purchase it by calling the office at 916-930-0781 or go to her website and download it to your electronic device at asktammyadams.com. This meditation CD has found to be healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So it is such an amazing tool that you can use to help yourself. We'll be back after this break.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. We were talking before the break about meditation, and this is the number one most powerful tool to help you get connected. And once you're connected, you have all types of benefits. You have the messages, you have the opportunities, and you're able to hear and see what your angels and spirit guides are trying to show you. So once you get into a meditative position, or even if you're walking or by the water or swimming, you want to breathe in the positive energy through your nose And exhale the negative energy through your mouth. This is very important because this is how you get the energy to move. This is how you are able to accomplish healing and be able to clear your body of the things that need to be released. If you are trying to connect your angel or spirit guide, then ask them to help you make the connection and just stay open to what it is that you are experiencing. If you're trying to get an answer to a question, then focus on that question. You get the greatest benefit from meditation if you do it for at least 20 minutes. It takes time for your body to relax and get into a meditative state. And then you have time to focus on receiving the message. Of all new things, this takes time and practice. But each day, you will notice that you are getting better at meditation. Do not stress. Stay relaxed and know that your angel and spirit guides want to communicate with you and do everything they can to help make that connection. Each time they will try to connect with you. At first, when your angel is trying to communicate with you, it may sound like your own voice. But then later, once you get used to the process, it will be their voice. And often through telepathic communications as well. Each person is different and has a different type of experience. If you find that you are having trouble trying to connect with your guardian angel and spirit guide, please do not hesitate to call Tammy at her office at 916-930-0781. Tammy has a wealth of knowledge and is gifted in so many areas spiritually that she can help you with this. She can also help open you up spiritually so it is easier for you to connect your angel and the messages that are being given to you each and every day. Some people are already connected to their angel, but they do not always realize that it is their angel they are connected to. Some people will say, well, I have this feeling I needed to go here, but I don't know why. Or I got this craving for Italian food, and so I went to this Italian restaurant and had an amazing time. Maybe you feel a presence around you, but you are not sure what it is, but is always making you feel peaceful and safe. That could be your guardian angel or spirit guide. As Tammy always mentions, pay attention to your dreams. As Tammy so often recommends that you keep a journal of your dreams, this is important because often our dreams do not make any sense until later on when something happens, and then the dreams make perfect sense. Some of you are saying, well, I can't remember my dreams, or I don't have dreams. If you don't get up immediately after you wake up, it is often easier to remember your dream. But I encourage you to write it down immediately because you can forget it once you get up and start your day. For those of you who say you don't dream, you may have dreams but don't remember, or you may not be having a dream at that time. I have noticed that the dreams I have early in the morning are easier to remember. All these dreams are messages. They are information that is important to us to know. It may be showing us an opportunity that is coming our way, showing us something that happened in a past life, or pointing us in a direction we need to go for a purpose. These are just some of the purposes of our dreams, but there are so many other reasons why we have these dreams. Pay attention to your visions. A vision is a dream you have while you are awake. You will find your mind drifting off and you will see things like you would in a dream. You may feel things and sometimes get symbol images that you will see again later on. Pay attention to your desires. It could be you are led to go to a particular restaurant, store, business, place, and you don't know why. But go there and find out why it is that you are being drawn to that place. It could be you will meet someone significant there. You will get another message from somebody there, or you may need to be there for another purpose. Patty Duke made a video on real life experiences that people have with their guardian angel and all the different ways their angels helped them, protected them, and guided them. It is amazing. Try and watch it if you can. It will really help you to understand the wide range of ways that our angels communicate with us and what is accomplished. You may hear the same song over and over again, or see the same numbers or colors over and over again. Those are messages. You may get a message through a song or a movie. You might be standing in line at the grocery store and the person ahead of you is talking about something you needed an answer to. You get messages and opportunities daily. And if you don't get it the first time, they'll try again and again to give you the message. So don't think that you have missed that opportunity and that all is lost. It is never too late to change your circumstances and have the opportunities and doors open for you. What are some of the things that block us from getting our messages from our angels? And again, it's so important that we keep that connection, we create that connection with our guardian angels, and we keep that connection with our guardian angels. If we have karma that has not been cleared, it can cause us to be blocked energetically. If you do a meditation and ask what is blocking you, you may get the answer. Or you may need to contact Tammy or someone like Tammy to help you identify what the blockage is and get rid of it. If your chakras and energy points in your body are not cleared, you cannot communicate with your guardian angel. Tammy has written a little handbook called The Secret to Your Chakras. You can order it on her website at AskTammyAdams.com. Again, AskTammyAdams.com. Or you can order it on Amazon.com. Again, it's called The Secret to Your Chakras by Tammy Adams. It will help you identify which chakras may be blocked and how to unblock them. She created this as a self-help handbook so people can help themselves as much as possible to create healing. If you are still having difficulty, please contact Tammy at 916-930-0781. That's 916-930-0781. Now, some of you may be afraid of what you will be told or shown by your guardian angel. If you really do not want the message or information, you could be blocked from receiving it. I've heard many people say that they have a gift, but they do not want to know what it is about or how to use it. If you are afraid of the message you will be given, then you will not receive that message. Some people cannot relax and be at peace and do not want to hear anything bad. This will keep them from getting the messages. You must be open to what they are trying to tell or show you, being willing to receive the messages, even if it is something we do not want to hear. The only reason we are receiving that message is to help us, warn us, guide and direct us. There is nothing that they will not help us change for our benefit. So in other words, even if you consider the message bad news, the next thing they're going to show you is how to protect yourself or how to change your circumstances so that you can continue to live with complete love, joy, and peace. Now, we're getting near the end of the show, and I wanted to mention to you that Tammy has some very special programs that she caters exactly to you. And she has one program where she helps you connect to your soulmate. And let's face it, the person you marry, the person you spend the rest of your life with, is one of the most important decisions that you will ever make. There are so many different programs out there today where people are trying to help you connect to your soulmate. But you're not really connecting to your soulmate. You're connecting to a person who has the same interest and background as you do. You only have one soulmate. And once you connect to that person, your life will never be the same again. You will have so much love and so much passion. You will have the person next to you, by your side, who will always be there for you, no matter what happens, good or bad, as God intended for it to be. She also has a program where she helps you to find your purpose. And a lot of you are not happy with the job you're in. A lot of you are just putting in the time till you get retirement, or putting in enough time to pay the bills. This is not how God intended you to live. He wants you to be happy and passionate about what you do for a living. And then her third program is all about healing. If some of you need healing, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, Tammy can help to heal you. She is an amazing intuitive healer and has helped many people that doctors have literally given up hope on. She actually, by the way, has doctors, psychologists, and counselors sending people to her. So again, if you want her help, contact her at 916-930-0781. God bless you all. Until next week, continue to talk with your angels.